Are on Lamates Amid Beis. We are going to start from the word Tan Hasam. It's the beginning of a line. And I would say it's about a third of the way down the page, about halfway down the narrow lines. Tan Hasam. I'm not going to count the lines. I don't know if I can count so much. It's about half the way down the narrow lines, a little bit more than half. Tan Hasam. Mitzvah Yibum Kedemus Mitzvah Chalitza. The mitzvah yibum comes before mitzvah chalitza, but shayin shayin mischabnu l'shem mitzvah. When they did it for the sake of a mitzvah, achshav shayin mischabnu l'shem mitzvah. Now the people aren't mischabnu l'shem mitzvah. Amru mitzvah chalitza kedemes mitzvah yibum. Chazal said they should do chalitza. We will discuss this more at length as we go along. Amarav, Rashi, no Rashi. Amarav, ein kaifen. Now, the big machloikas Rishayim here, I'm going to learn the Gemara like Rashi. Okay, so even though other Rishayim argue on Rashi, but we're going to learn like Rashi. Rashi learns Ein Kaifa means, even though we advise Chalitza, but if the two want to do Yibum, right, and we're not going to say them and say, no, you shouldn't do this because you're not being Mechavim L'Shem Mitzvah. If they want to do Yibum, we don't force them not to do Yibum. That's how Rashi learned Ein Kaifen. Tiasu l'kame de Rav, when people came in front of the Rav, Amalu, he used to say to them, Ibayis chalait, Ibayis yabim. If you want, you can do chalitza. If you want, you can do yibum. Be the dach, chalei rachmana. The Torah left it up to you. Mayach b'tayish, hoyim chavet, Ibayis chalit, Ibayis yabim. Meaning, even though our recommendation is chalitza, because people aren't mechavim l'shem mitzvah, but if a guy wants to do Yibam, we tell him it's up to you. We offer him the choice. I guess the way Rashi learns, we'll explain to him the downside of doing Yibam. But if he wants to do it, we don't stop him. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I'm a Rav Ein Kaifen. It's a very long Rashi, so we'll take our time doing it. V'nichol v'tavayli, who may both want to do Yibam, Ein Kaifen Eiselachleit. I have my water, Baruch Meisha. Ein kaifen eiselachleit, we don't force them to do chalitza. The name of Lav l'mitzvah mechavni, that we should say they're not doing it for mitzvah, pokim b'yisra eishasach, and he's playing around with yisra eishasach. Eli boy miyabim, miu, zok trashi. Now Rashi adds something that really is not necessary for pshat in the Gemara, but Rashi is telling me, halach. Hegi dihut sabili yivume, he wants to do yivum. V'i amra loy bina loy, and she says, I don't want to have yivum. And she says things that are acceptable in Bezen, meaning they recognize it as a valid claim on her part why she doesn't want to have Yibam. We try to fool him. And we say, we offer him money. We say to him, listen, this lady wants chalitza. We'll give you a lot of money, Masayim Zuz, if you give her chalitza. You know, for money, he might give up his desire to have Yibam. But in a way, we trick him. At the end, we don't pay him. Viloi, because the Gemara says later on, there's no Tanai in Chalitza. So therefore, even though we made a Tanai, it's a worthless Tanai. Viloi, and if he doesn't want to fall for it, Kafina Lei V'Chalas. At that point, we get involved and we don't allow him to do Yibam. How do I know? A Yavama, who are a Yavam, is a Mukashchin, that we don't muzzle her. So you see, that pshat is, if she has a valetina, we accept the valetina, we get involved. Now, the light tame a Mukashchin davka. Don't think only if it's so terrible, it's a Mukashchin. It's full of boils. Therefore, we get involved. This is Rashi Shita. Every excuse that she gives, we get involved. The Amar Ma'amadir, Gemara says in the seventh parak, in Ksubas, Ma'isa b'tzidon b'bursi shemes, the story in Tzidon, a tanner died. Now, a tanner is a very hard person to be married to because they get a odor from working with leather. V'loy ach bursi. And this guy had a brother that was a tanner. The Amru Chachamim, Yechayla Shetayim, as she can say, Lachicha Yisya Lechayla Lekabel. I was able to live with your brother, even though he was a tanner. But Lachayna Yechayla Lekabel. Now, you can make an argument. What kind of excuse is this? You tolerated the odor for all these years. The answer is, everybody's different. And to her, this person is repulsive. And if he's repulsive, we can't force her to have Yibum. Right. The Eid Paskin and Hilchas of Avapi, the Paskin in the fifth Berak of Ksubas, Tais to the Geras married Al Arusa. When Arusa refuses to get married, we write a letter calling her Meredes, and she starts losing her Ksuba. The Ein Kais when a Geras married Al Shemeres Yabam. However, we don't write one against the Shemeres Yabam, and the Gemara explains, because we Paskin Chalitz is better anyway, and she has an excuse. Mikol Halein Time and Kavina Le Gecholitz the Shakl Ksuba. We force him to give chalitz and pared ksuba. B'chol hani ein kaif and dehocha. When it says over here in our Gemara that we don't force chalitzu, that's only hechad hetavai and nichaluhu. They're both happy to do yibum. So according to Rashi, Rav is coming and saying that even though we say chalitz is the preferable way to go, as Abishol says, yibum is playing with fire. But if they want to play with fire, we don't get involved.
Rabbi.
If he gives chalitza, then the estate of the deceased brother has to pay her to ksuba. Reuven died. Shimon gave chalitza. She's entitled to ksuba from Reuven's estate.
So what's the thing that if... Because I'll say it first of all is Mukashkin, then it's a good time, right? So why are we saying now that, we'll try to pay him off?
No, so Rashi says, she's not coming with Mukashkin. She's coming with a different issue.
I know.
So Rashi says we try to do it peacefully. We try to offer him money, which we don't pay at the end. We fool him. We tell him, give her chalitza and we'll pay you off. I'll condition that you get paid. So he figures, I'll give chalitza, and if they don't pay me, the chalitza is worthless. Not true. Chalitza works even if the condition is not kept.
Pay him at the end?
No, of course not. Not we mislead him. Because there's no reason he shouldn't give her chalitza. But instead of having to sit there and whip him, we just try to trick him. If it doesn't work, then we say, fella, you're not doing Yibum anyway. Trust us.
It's not enough to make him feel like, remember, if it's not 100% Hashem Shemayim, you're over...
It works for some people, it doesn't work for others. Today you're in your religious mood. Last week you were in the non-religious mood. I forgot already. You asked a question based on non-religion. Today you're very religious again. I'm happy to see. Baruch Hashem.
Rabbi, I also have a question.
Yeah. Go for it,
Javi. Rabbi, I also have a question on Rabbi Cohen's issue here, too. It just seems to me if the court, I guess this is according to Rashi, or is Rashi quoting a different Mishnah or Gemara?
That's what fooling, part? I don't know what you're referring to.
I'm sorry, about fooling the Yavam about...
That's a Gemara later on that says... That if we think it's, we'd rather fool him than force him.
This is problematic. To me, I don't know why the Basin would impact its own credibility vis-a-vis the community by not going through with its threat, because I would think that it would want to keep its credibility, but it could just force the issue in a different way. You just mentioned beating him. But it seems to me that there's other options here rather than promising something and not delivering on it when the Beis Din's reputation and word is so important in the community.
I have no answer to that. I don't know why they feel that's the easier way to go. It's less bloody. I don't mean bloody literally. I mean it's less problematic. It doesn't involve a fight. It involves misleading a person. But you're right. It does undermine Bethan's credibility to the sense that they misled somebody. You're right. I have no answer.
All right.
Somebody else had a question?
I had a question. I thought if the woman, let's say he just says he's repulsive, but there's not a tan or anything else, I thought the woman has no say in the matter.
The words Rashi uses, Devarim Nikarim. She says something that we recognize as valid.
She doesn't want to marry the guy. That's why, period.
It's an arbitrary Bethan decision whether her claim is based on some validity. I don't know what qualifies for Dvarim Nikarim, but if you look at Rashi in the last wide line, the Amra Dvarim Nikarim, that's the key word here, Dvarim Nikarim. Bezin has to make a decision whether her claim has legitimacy or not. I use the word repulsive because the Dvarim Nikarim are making him repulsive. Now, if it's not Dvarim Nikarim, Bezin doesn't get involved. Excuse me. But Rashi seems to say that a woman can come with again, I don't know whether Rashi is going post Abishol or even in Dairus Rishaynim. In Dairus Rishaynim, when he was being Mechavim L'Shei Mitzvah, I don't know if the bar of Dvarim Nikarim would be set as low as Rashi seems to be setting it now. Because Rashi refers back and says, if they both want, we won't get involved. Meaning he's talking about Bizman HaZed, that the Brites of this Mishnah said, the Chalitza takes precedence. But if they both want, let them go ahead and do it. But if she doesn't want and has a good reason, then we will get involved. Now, I don't know whether that was the true before in today's generation. Meaning in the old generation, the mitzvah Zibum was kedemes because people did it l'shem shemayim. I don't know if the bar was set the same as it's set now. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Because Rashi's going currently. Once we pass him like Abishol, Rashi's saying, Rav says, even post Abishol, this is a big machlokes rishonim, but this is Rashi's opinion, that even post Abishol, we will not interfere if they both want Yibum. However, if she doesn't want Yibum, then we will interfere if she has some valid claim. Now, pre-Abishol, meaning in the old generation where Abishol agreed that they used to do Yibum, I don't know if the bar would have been that low. That's what I'm saying. So Rashi does bring the Gemara of Mukeshchin, which seemed to be halacha even pre-Abishol. But I don't know what the bar of Dvarim Nikarim, did it change, did it not change? From Rashi's mashma, that it did change. But I have no clear evidence for that. And I don't know what the bar was before and what the bar is now. But now it is Dvarim Nikarim. That's what Rashi says. Again, this is Rashi Shita. Other Rishaitim argue and they say we don't allow Yibum anymore. And that Rav is talking about before we passed Gilag Abishol. And Ein Kreisim means we didn't force him to do Yibum. Even in the days when Yibum was L'Shem Shemayim, we didn't force a guy to do Yibum. Even before we passed Gilag Abishol, we didn't force him to do Yibum. But that's not how Rashi learns. Rashi learns it's post Abishol, and we don't force chalitz on a person. Even though Abishol says we're playing with fire, if they want to play with fire, let them go right ahead and play with fire. We're not going to get involved.
If they both want?
If they both want. If she doesn't want, and then Rashi throws in the words Dvarim Nikarim, then we will get involved to stop the evil.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi, can I ask one more question? Do we ever care that her motives are b'shem shemayim? I mean, for example, let's say that she doesn't have to worry about the economics, whatever, but she doesn't really like this yavam. She can't stand him.
Seems to me from this Gemara that it's all his intentions, not hers. It's his mitzvah. She is, I hate to be so politically incorrect today, I'm going to be. She's the object of the mitzvah. It's not
her
mitzvah.
That's exactly what I want to know. Right, okay.
That's what it seems from this Gemara.
Yeah.
Dr. Gemara writes, Ba'av Rabbi Yehuda Savra Ein Kaifen. And Rabbi Yehuda also held that we don't force chalitza. Again, this is how Rashi learns. Midaskim Rabbi Yehuda begita de chalitza. Gita de chalitza does not mean a get. It means Bezin used to write up a shtar. Get is a synonym to a contract. Contract, a document. Let's better say a document than a contract. In the document of chalitza, this is what Rabbi Yehuda wrote. Echplainis bat plaini, so-and-so, the daughter of so-and-so. Ikrimus Yasplaini Yavama brought so-and-so her Yavam to Bezin, Kadmana Lebedina, in front of us to Bezin. Mishnamedinu, and we ascertained, does article have a better word than Ishtamedinu? I think it means ascertained. Recognized. I don't know, I think ascertained is a better word. The Achva de Misnam Abeninu, that he is a paternal brother of the deceased. For Amulei, we said to him, it's obviously Yavim Yavim. If you want to do Yibum, you have the option of doing Yibum, if you both agree. V'ilai, if not, itla la raglach diyamina, stretch out your right foot. V'itla la raglach diyamina, and he did stretch out her right foot. V'sharat sinei ma'araglai, and she undid his shoe, which is chalitza. We're going to learn more about the process later on, but we're referring to it now. V'yorkas vampai, and she spit in front of him, which is also part of the process of chalitza. Roika de mischaji lebedina, Bezin has to be seated to spit, alara, she spit on the ground in front of him. V'rabchia bar avya misayim ba mishmedra of Yehuda, and he ended the document. V'akrinu madachsiv b'sefer ha'raisa de Moshe, and we read the parts that it says in the Torah that he says and she says. She says, Me'ein Yavami, Lahakim Lahakim Shem Be Yisrael La'ava Yavmi. He doesn't want to do Yibum, and he says, L'chavatsi L'tachta. There's what to say. In the Pasuk, it says what to say. So the first Madiyama didn't bring down that, because the Gemara is going to say later on, it's not Ma'akev. Even if you don't read, it's still a kosher chalitza. Second Madiyama added it, because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to read. So therefore they read, so we put it in the shtar that they read these parshas. But if you notice from the way Rabbi Yehuda wrote this document of Chalitza, it said to him, if you want to do Yibum, you can do Yibum. Which allowed Yibum even after we pass Gam HaGabashol. That's what we want to prove of the way Rashi learns. Rashi, Ikrivas Hikrivas, she came to us. Itlat Siddhidla Rego Yemin. Put out to her your right foot. We need saliva that is visible to the eyes of the Dayanim preparing Mrs. Chalitza. Vakrinu, and we read him the Pasuk L'chafatzi L'kachta. Period.
Was this signed in the...
This is an official Bezin document. This is not Ma'akev. You don't need this document. This is that she can show people later on, I received Chalitza. This is an official Bezin document allowing her to get married. This is not necessary for the legality of her getting married. This is informational. But by having an official Bezin document, it's meaningful. It's a court document.
Done today as well?
What?
Is it done today? When
I have no idea. I can't tell you. I assume it is. I assume it is.
Has to be done in front of a Bezin.
Well, if Chalitza is done in front of a Bezin, then they can write this up later.
Rabbi? If
the mitzvah is on the man,
why does it say that she brought him to Bezin?
That's how the Pasuk writes it. If he doesn't want to be Miyabim, she goes to Bezin and says, he doesn't want to be Miyabim. Mm-hmm.
She wants
to get married.
I understand.
It's a mitzvah for him to do chalitza. That's the truth.
But she's going to be like
but the Pasuk sets it up.
She's like the initiator of it.
The Pasuk sets it up that way.
Yeah.
The Pasuk sets it up, he's supposed to do Yibum. If he doesn't want to do Yibum, so she can ask him for Chalitza.
It's a result of his doing Yibum, that's why.
Right. But the truth is, once Abishol came around, he would be encouraged to do Chalitza. But if he comes in and says he wants to do Yibum, Rav and Rabbi Yehuda allow it. Not all Rishonim agree to this Pshat in the Gemara. Because according to Rashi, there's a big heter here. Here we're saying we possibly have a show, and we're going to see momentarily that Abishol is rather severe. And yet, according to Rashi, if the two want to do Yibum, we don't intervene. Even though, according to Abishol, they're playing with fire. Other Rishonim say, according to Abishol, we're not going to let Yibum.
They both agree that they want to get married. Less playing with fire, no?
Again, we will see later on as we go along. We'll leave that for the Gemara later on. At the end, we'll see how we're... Again, this is Rashi's shot. no matter what the Gemara is going to say, Rashi says, if they want to, we don't get involved. Other Rishonim disagree. I'm just pointing out, we're learning Rashi. We're not paskening. We're learning Rashi. This is Rashi's shot in the Gemara.
When a person, I think someone asked this beautifully last week, but a person...
Was it your question?
We'll find out.
Yeah.
When a person... person thinks she's pretty, okay? And...
We're going to Mamish talk about this. The Gemara is going to talk about your case. Mamish, the Gemara is going to talk about it.
For example, oh, I shouldn't say anything more?
If you wait for the Gemara will say everything you want to know. Stay tuned. Ishtamedinu, Bezin ascertains that he's a brother. What kind of evidence do they need that the person is a brother? What evidence is necessary? Plingibo Ravacha Ravina. That is an argument between Ravach and Ravina. One says, you need witnesses. Some witnesses have to come in and say, this is a brother. Now, obviously the witnesses weren't present at Padi. Meaning, they know them as brothers. That's all they can say.
What does that mean?
That they're brothers. People said these, you know, they acted like brothers, they grew up like brothers, they lived in the same house, and people said they were paternal brothers. Nobody was there to see conception. Can't testify 100%. You can testify that that's the assumption. That's enough. That's called chazaka. We know that these two are brothers.
Why is he getting involved? He personal things. He always wants to do personal things.
I was going to ask the same question.
This is where we're bringing all this.
The Chadamer of the Karim of Elisha. Even a woman can say they're brothers. Because the Hukas Agilu Milsa Ba'almahu, it's just telling us a fact that is going to be revealed later on anyway. Meaning, is this something that you can't hide? Vafilikara Vafilisha. Rashi, Eidim, Shetzarach Shnei Eidim, Lovi Shnei Eidim, Shuachi Ameis Miyagim. They have to bring two witnesses. Now there's a big machloikus here. Then on the Amud it says, we rely on Isha Karav. Does that mean that the Isha and Karav come to Bezin and tell us? Or is it that we rely on an Isha and Karav beforehand? Meaning, let me try to explain. Two witnesses work under all circumstances. This Gilui Milsa, does that mean that when we're sitting down by Chalitza, Bezin says, how do we know you're a brother? In walks Mrs. Stone says, I know them as brothers. That's how some learn. It's Gilui Milsa. We'll trust the lady in Bezin. Others say no. When we're dealing with Chalitza now, we're not going to rely on a lady. But if last week or 2 weeks ago, we heard a lady saying, oh, the brother is going to do, this guy's the brother, he'll take care of her. It was not said as a testimony. It was said as a statement out of Bezin. And now, Bezin heard it, or somebody, they, right? So that we use, because we wouldn't use her as a testimony, but we're using her from the fact that this is what people said out there. A lady said, oh, Nebuch, he died? Oh, the brother will have to do chalitza. That brother will have to do chalitza. Then, a month later, or 3 months later, when they come to Bethan, we know he's a brother because this lady had said that the guy is a brother. That's what some learn. It can't be b'shat maisa. It has to be establishing a fact beforehand. And others say, no, the lady can walk into Bethan and say, he's a brother. This is a machlokes. Some are Mekel, some are Machmer.
But this other brother says, oh, my brother died, that's not good?
If he says about himself, that he's a brother?
I'm a brother to the person that
passed. It seems that you need somebody else to say it.
Or the Yavama says, this is...
And look, I would, Yavama would be, I don't know, it's a good question. Yeah. I don't know the answer.
No, but all this stuff is like... And if, let's say, no one says it...
So we can't give him, we don't know he's a brother. There's a machlokes later on, if we can't find out if it's a brother or not. Machlokes in the 12th parak. Do we give Adam do chalitza or not? One man Yama says we don't let him do chalitza. We don't know he's a brother. Other man says, let him do chalitza. We just won't write it as a document, because we don't know if it's true or not. We can't ascertain it.
So
We can't say that the brother did it.
Did she marry?
Listen, we can't give her a document. She, if she knows it's a brother, they know. They can go ahead and do it.
Moshe Aaron. Everybody knows.
Right.
So they have to go through this whole thing with the people that everybody knows are brothers?
According to one or the other, we need Adam. But everybody knows, so it'll be Adam. Again, Adam can't be. Adam is only that this was an assumed fact that they were brothers.
But they have to know the father and the mother. They have.
I don't know. To what degree they have to testify, I don't know.
My brother, how do we know that she's the ex-wife or the widow?
We know they were married.
No, how do we ascertain that she's not someone from out of town saying, I live in a place where there's no Beis Din, so I came to this Beis Din?
No, I mean, Beis Din has to know that she was the wife, absolutely.
How come she doesn't need Adam?
Again, if they live in this city, everybody knows they were married.
Yeah, but if she didn't live in the city, she's...
And economics, you would have to prove that she's the wife.
How?
I don't know. Doesn't talk about it here.
No,
I don't know.
All this stuff seems like
a long lost brother. You know, you haven't heard from him in
exactly.
Or maybe this brother, you think it's his real brother. Guess what? He was found by the doorstep, like someone I know, and the parents brought him in.
You know somebody like that?
No, I'm saying he likes these stories, so I'm making a story. The point I'm saying is, no one knows for sure. You know what I mean?
Again, we go back on that. That's all we can say. By the way, we paskin that you're not allowed to raise a child and not tell him that he's adopted, because of this problem. Part of this problem, they're acting like brothers, and they're not brothers, and there can be many nuksalim that come out from this.
What age?
Zok demitzvah. We're quoting that Mishnah that we said before. Now that they're not mitzvah chalitza, they changed their mind and they said mitzvah. Then they went back to the original. We became more religious. The later generations are better. This is a common terminology that used when you see people having new chumras. So people say, Akshadari? What, are we now more religious than they used to be? Dr. Gemara, no. Mikara suffered like Abba. Shaul Lubisar suffered like Rabbana. No. That machlokes existed. Once upon a time, we paskined like Abba Shaul. And then later on, people decided that machlokes like Rabbana. So machlokes tanoi. This had you. Abba Shaul Lubisar. A person who does Yibum because she's a beautiful lady. He wants to be married to a beautiful woman. Or Lashum Ishas. Big machloik is what this word means. Rashi says he wants people to know he's married. He needs marriage for his taxes, for his resume. He needs to be a married guy. You know, that way he can get Master Yain and Shul. Meaning, married people are treated different. That's how Rashi learns. Tysus learns. The Amcha Shlomo learns. He needs somebody to take care of him. Cook, clean. Needs a wife. He needs a wife to give him supper, right? He needs a wife. And therefore, he's marrying her. He needs somebody to do the jobs of a woman in his house. So he's marrying her. That's Lashum Ishus. There's no mitzvah. He just needs somebody to make supper and lunch and breakfast. That's how the Amcha Shlomo learns.
Seems like that's not a good reason to get married.
That's not L'shem Mitzvah, not Yibum.
Oh.
L'shem Dover Acher, or any other ulterior motive, money. Ki'ilu pegeya be'erva, Abishalta. It's like living with an erva. The karav ani be'enai, liyas ha'vlad mamzer. And in my mind, it's close that the offspring of that children would be like a mamzer. V'chachamim ha'imrim, the Torah said do Yibum. The Torah did not require any intent. I mean, we like people to be Mechab for Mitzvah, but the Torah says it's Mitzvah. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Akshar Dari, bit me a Bechidus Kashru Adairis. Yavam Yavala Mitzvah, Gesina Vlagaras Hachalum Mitzvah. Alakama Mitzvah, the Yitzchak Bravdimi, just says Mitzvah. Okay. Now, it's a big Machloikas for Shainim. Let's speak out the Machlokes Rishayim. Big Machlokes Rishayim. The Ramban learns that according to Abishol, he's violating Isser Eshesach. Because the Torah only allows it for mitzvah, and if he does it for a different motive, he's doing Eshesach. The Raisa. And Karavani Bein Elias Avlad Mamzer, because if he did it for the wrong intention, the kid is a Mamzer. Chayv increases. There's a Yerushalmi that even says that the kid is a Mamzer because the Goshami is a Havamina, because it's Yavam Lashuk. She's marrying her non Yavam. Because he's not the Yavam if he's doing it for the wrong intention. He's physically the Yavam. But the Torah allowed it with the right intention. If not, she's having a relationship that's not allowed. And he's violating living with the Yavama, who's bound. That's what the Yishami wants to say, the Havamina. And then the Yishami says it's worse. It's Chayv HaKrisis. That's the Ramban sheet. Then the Mukhi Yosef argues. He says no. Biblically speaking, there's no Erva. She is Eshesach, that's Mutter. You can't call her an Erva. I'll read the lashon of the let me read the lashon of the Mukhi Yosef.
If he had children.
One second, give me a second.
If it's Eshesach, Eshesach. Yeah, but he said the word Korav Einai. This is who he is.
It's a plain.
Even the person with the greatest intention has a 1% non-intent for.
Was there a time that Abishol said this is still okay?
He says that I was to
recite them. Is this the first time we ever had a name?
No.
Then we had him in the Gimel and Aleph.
No, I'm saying recently. Now we bring him in the whole time.
Anyway, I can't find the Mukhi Yosef now. Mugiyaitza seems to learn it's not a derisa, it's like a drabonon.
But even
that's what the Mugiyaitza says.
Rebbe,
so now, comes along the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says a big heter. He says that if a guy has a double intention, he's doing it for mitzvah, but he also likes the way she looks. He's doing it for mitzvah, but he doesn't mind the money. Meaning, he's not only doing it for the money. He's not only doing it because she's a beautiful lady. He's doing it because he has a mitzvah. He happens to enjoy this mitzvah because she's a beautiful lady or because she has money. Zogdar HaShokhan, that would be okay. As long as part of his intention is for mitzvah, Zogdar HaShokhan learned that Abishal would agree it's not mamzer. That's the Zogdar HaShokhan's chiddush. And therefore he says, Svardim, who paskin like Rabbanim, that they do Yibum regardless, don't have to worry about doing Yibum in an Ashkenazi country. Because theoretically, even an Ashkenazi can do Yibum if he's also Mechav L'Shem Mitzvah. That's what he says. The Baisa. But the Baisa, nobody does Yibum anymore. But that's, trying to find this Aruch HaShulchan. I mean, this Nebuki Yitzhak, I can't find it.
Is it...
What?
You know,
do they still use that whole language in the
See, the Rif Paskin like Rabbanan. I have no idea. I can't tell you. The Rif Paskin like Rabbanan. Not like Abishol. But other recitals, Kaisers Paskin like Abishol. Again, it's a Machloikas, the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the Sfardi recitals, and they Paskin like Rabbanan. And, the Rif Paskins, the Rambam, and Taisus and other Ashkenazi Rishayim Paskin like Abishol. That's why the Ramah Paskins not to do Yibum, you know. I can't find the Mukhi Yosef now.
Why don't we say by Tekiya Shofar, if you're not Bechavein with all the different 10
36 reasons, whatever, 10
whatever
reasons,
yeah. If you don't do that, oh, you're playing an instrument on your shadow.
You see a dimion? You see a comparison?
woman is one of the Ishtar, was not?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Where do we see that Yiba makes it so much more worse? A person who blows the Kia, he's not, he doesn't have all the Kavanas there. But it opens, there's no negative one, that's why? There's no negative, that's why?
Yeah. It's a set. Rabbi Chanan explains, he holds that the Machlokes Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanan is how to view Yibum. Is Yibum Eser Deichel Lois Eser? That Eser is Deichel Lois Eser, and therefore you have to be Mechavim L'mitzvah, if not you're not doing that say properly, and therefore it's not Deichel. Or is Yibum Hutra? The Torah just took away the Eser. That's the question, that's how he learns. Basically it boils down to, what does the Torah mean? She's Mutter? Or the Torah said you have a right to do it l'shem mitzvah. That's how Abishol understands it. Yerushalmi brings a story of a Tana who was miyabim five Yavamas, meaning five of his brothers died without children. And he only lived with them one time because he was afraid to live with them more because he might not be mechavim more l'shem mitzvah. And he had five children, five Tanoim. That's what the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says. From each Yavama, the first Bia, she was Nisabra. I mean, this is not the first Bia for her.
Yeah.
She was married. And so the Yishalmi brings the story. Rabbi Yaisi. How much says that about Rabbi Yaisi?
Why does he have to have Kavana each time?
He felt nervous because of Abishol. He felt that if he's not doing it with Shem Mitzvah, he's playing around.
But the Mitzvah is only the first time, I thought.
Yeah, but then Abishol seems to say that this marriage should be done for one purpose only.
But afterwards, he's his wife.
I know. That's what bothered me also. But as they state in Yerushalmi, that he was afraid, he lived with them one time, and each of them had a son from him.
Now, does Aruch HaShulchan mean it has to be, okay, a guy has 90% because she's beautiful in his eyes,
I tried to reach Aruch HaShulchan yesterday. I couldn't reach him. So what am I supposed to answer you?
How does he say it? What do you mean?
He says if he has a double kavanah, it's okay.
Is it,
he doesn't say, so what am I supposed to do?
I have ice cream, three quarters of it chocolate, one quarter vanilla.
Vanilla, yeah.
Strawberry.
Yeah.
Is that a mixture?
Yeah.
It's a mixture, right?
Right.
Oh, it's more of it's this?
I don't know.
He
doesn't say, all he's saying is if the guy's Mechavan also Lushay Mitzvah, it's not us. So he said. Now, what the degree of that is, I don't know. Again, as much as I don't know anybody who does Yibum, the Sfaradim used to do Yibum, Shchonarok Paskins, it's a mitzvah. Because the Shchonarok Paskins, like Drabbanon, Mitzvah Yibum is Kedemet. The Ashkenazim Paskins, like Drabbanon, the Mitzvah Chalitza is Kedemet. However, under certain circumstances, Yibum could be allowed, according to Aruch HaShulchan, if he's Mekabel L'shem Mitzvah.
How do you
ask
him like a
Yachad
against the robe?
This is Machlekes Rishaynim. I mean, this is beyond my pay grade. This is Machlekes Rishaynim. How to pass?
This type of a socket, something like a Chayim Derbein Agershin. Chayim Derbein Agershin, where you can't have two lines. That's not a din,
First of all, Chayim Rabbein Gershon was made later, right? Not in the time of the Gemara, number one. Number two is, if Yibum is a mitzvah, it doesn't apply. Chayim Rabbein Gershon doesn't apply. Chayim Rabbein Gershon says the Parish that if a person does Yibum, then he's not bound by Chayim Rabbein Gershon.
But it's a similar Kavanah, right? I mean, you're going to get him married.
No, Chayim Rabbein Gershon is not because of Kavanah. Chayim Rabbein Gershon is... There's many reasons set for Chaim Rabbein Gershon, but whatever the reason is, I have nothing to do with it.
Rabbi?
Yes.
It seems that the Aruch HaShulchan solves a really intrinsic problem, which is that in any era, nobody can. It's the most difficult thing of all is to discern one's own motives, and all the more so when you're talking about a decision to marry someone, and to have that sort of, you know, necessary intimate relationship and be involved in that person's life. It's in any era, whether you're a tzaddik or not, it has to be extremely difficult to kind of tease out the different sort of motives that anybody has.
That.
Right, right. I just wonder how anybody else solves that. How would a Beis Din discern that someone's getting...
Bezel, according to Rashi, you know, Bezel doesn't get involved. They just recommend. They recommend
Fine, you're still responsible if you do it, to do it for the right reason. And how do you know you're doing that? Unless she's physically repulsive.
If you learn simply, we tell people, don't do Yibam, you're playing with fire.
And those who don't hold by Avashul.
They hold in the premise that do it regardless of what your intention is.
And those are two choices.
You don't have to have the proper kavana. You can do Yibum because she's beautiful. You can do Yibum because she has a lot of money.
Okay.
Is this part of the off office Mitzvah Svichas Kavana or not?
Seems that this is nothing, meaning even if your Mitzvah ain't Svichas Kavana,
yeah.
It seems that this would be different. Even Abachar would not. Again, according to the Rambam, the Rev, the Svardi Paiskim, and I don't mean Chas V'Shalom in any way to mean anything bad, I'm just saying there, and the Shulchan Aruch who paskins that way. The Torah doesn't care why you do Yibum. The Torah said, do Yibum, that's all. And according to Abishol, the Torah is very careful why you're doing Yibum. And the machloikus v'shainim had a paskin is, do we have to be careful why a person does Yibum? Now, does the person have to be careful? Pashup shat and Abishol, we tell the guy, don't do Yibum, you're crazy if you do it, you're playing with fire. The Hashulchan is mechadish, that if the guy says, I also mean mitzvah, he gets away with it. It's fine, it's good enough. Without the Hashulchan, we would say to him, you're crazy if you're doing Yibum. Why would you want to do it? According to the Ramban, your kids might be mamzerim. According to the Nebuki Yisef, they won't be, but it's a machlokes. What do you want to touch this for? The Rambam, the Rev say, we don't pass it that way. We say, it's 100% legal to do it.
How did Rebbe answer my original question last week? A guy marries a girl.
I said we haven't finished yet. We're going to see in a minute. Zabti Gemara. Man Tana Lohad Tani Rabbanon. Who is the author of the following Braisa? Okay, we're going to read the Braisa, and the Gemara is going to offer two pshatim. So we're going to first learn the first pshat, then learn the second pshat. That's usually how it works. We have to learn the first pshat before we learn the second pshat. Who is the author of the following Braisa? The Pasuk says, Yivam Eila Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do Yivam. Shemitchilu Haisal B'chlal Heter. At the beginning, this lady was mutter to him. Nasra, then she became usher to him. The Chazer V'Hutra, and then she became mutter again. This is the Braisa. We don't know what it means yet. Yachol Tavzul HaTera Rishon. I would think she reverts back to her original heter. Talmud Leimer Yivam Yavela Mitzvah. Now this Braisa is very cryptic. This woman was once mutter, became usher. Now became mutter again. I would think she reverts back to the original heter. Dr. Tyra, no. Yavama Yalav, it's a mitzvah. Amr Amantana. Amr Rav Yitzchak Bar Dimi Avishalhi. Okay, now, Rabbi Kohn, please listen to the next few lines. V'hachi Kamar, this is what the Braisa means. This is shot number one. Yavama Yalav, mitzvah. What? Shebetchilo Haitala B'chal Heter. Before this lady ever got married, he was allowed to marry her. Ratzel L'Shem Noi Kansa. At that point, he could marry her because she's beautiful. Ratzel L'Shem Ishus Kansa. At that point, he can marry her because he needs to be married or because he needs somebody to make him supper. There's no restrictions in why you want to marry a lady. You want to marry? Get married. She's masking to marry you? Get married. I don't care if you mean mitzvah. I don't care if you mean money. I don't care if you mean beauty. Marry her for whatever motive you have. No restrictions. Nasra. Then she became your brother's wife. Chazre v'hut. The brother died. Rachmana Litzlan without children. The Yachol Tansel Atera Rishon. I would think she goes back to the way she was. Marry her for beauty. Marry her for riches. Marry her for money. No. Now you're limited. Now you can only do it as a mitzvah. That is the first shot in this brisa. Abishol is saying, once upon a time, you were allowed to marry this lady for whatever motive you had. Now you can't marry her for whatever motive you had. It doesn't revert back to her original heter. Now you need the right motive. Where originally you could have any motive you want. Rashi. Shebetchila, Yivamila mitzvah, you see, I'm not going to say who did it. Shebetchila, Achela kitcha achim, Nasra kitcha achim. The chazim hootik shemez leibonim. Yonkul tamzer, letei rari, shem aparish lekamam. Mantana, my kumar, what is he saying? Abishali, Loki kumar, Yivamila mitzvah. The matzvah is shem mitzvah yibum, only for yibum, the sivi yibma. Period. Now, this Rabbi Cohn answers your question. When a person originally gets married, we don't care what his intention is. There's no limitation. He's not playing with an erva. Marrying a single girl, she could be a widow, she could be a divorcee, I don't care. He's marrying a woman that's legally allowed to marry. There's no erva at all. She's a perfectly legal woman for him to marry. Motive is not interesting to us. If he asked the shayla, we would tell him, you want to marry L'shem Mitzvah. Is it anyway, Karabena, is there ever here? No. You want to make money? You want to marry for money? The Gemara in Kedushin doesn't like people to marry for money. But there's nothing illegal. You want to marry you because she's a beautiful girl? Go right ahead and marry her.
Open market.
Open market. No intention is necessary.
Why?
Why not?
Why yes?
There's no erva you're playing with.
But does it matter?
The reason Abishol insists on intent.
Marriage.
Right.
For marriage.
100%.
I'm marrying her because she's beautiful.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's not why. Is that the mitzvah Hashem wants you to marry her?
Hashem wants you to get married and have children. Every mitzvah we want you to be mechavel l'shem mitzvah. But if you don't, it's not an erva you're playing with. You're not playing with fire.
If you're not doing it right,
it's not fire.
It's wrong.
It's not.
You can't touch a penuya.
She's not a penuya. You're marrying
no,
her.
No, you can't. If just like when
he's in a religious mode today.
What?
You're in a religious mode.
You just like by an erva, the thing is, it reverts back. You don't do it right.
Because she's an erva. She's a chayvi kritzah.
Not the point I'm saying is there's something wrong with being with a girl that can I go to
ask you a question? A guy sits down to eat a Shabbos meal. It's a mitzvah. He loves the food. He's eating because he loves the food. He doesn't think about Shabbos. He's doing Avera?
No, that's not.
What's the difference?
There's a big difference.
There's no difference. There's no doubt.
By erva, the pshat is, you don't do the same mitzvah. It goes back to what it was. Okay, right? Right?
I'm listening.
Here also, the girl in the street, if you don't do it the right way,
is what?
You can't just kiss her.
You married her. You did.
But the point is, if you don't do it, if you go and say it's,
there's a big difference when the Torah asked this woman as an erva, and the Torah allows you a small window of how to have a mutter. The Torah only allowed a small window. By a marriage, the Torah did not just allow a small window.
And maybe Yivam Yivo Allah means Mikol Makom.
That's the Machlekes Habishol Drabanan.
What's the other way of saying it?
Yivam Yivo Allah LeMitzvah.
Where do you see that in the words? No, in words, Yivama Yavo Aleha.
Abishol learns the Torah saying, Yivama Yavo Aleha, go do a mitzvah. We will continue mitzvah tomorrow. But this is the answer to your question.